Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/Siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Tes Vav. In the Mishnah Daf Yudalar Omer Aleph, we have a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva, what's the din by Achar Achar? That there's Tumas Me'es Le'es according to the Tanakhama, but Ve'eno Metama is by Allah. And Rabbi Akiva Oymer Af Metama is by Allah. Rabbi Akiva holds that by Tumas Me'es Le'es, she's also Metame her boil. And the Mishnah ends, Ma'idim Chachomim Rabbi Akiva, Beroya Kesem, she Metama is by Allah. The Chachomar Ma'idim Rabbi Akiva, if she saw Kesem, that she is Metame her boil. The Gemara says on Tesvav and Aleph, Omar Rav, Lemafreya. This that the Chachom or Moed Tzeb Akiva by Reya Kesa means that she's Metame as Bayalo Lemafreya of Rabbi Meir he. Ushmul Omar Mikanu Lahaba of Rabbanon he. No, we're talking Mikanu Lahaba, that if she saw Kesem, then Mikanu Lahaba, she's Metame her Bayal, and it's going according to the Rabbanon. Frek the Gemara, Mikanu Lahaba, Pshita. If it's Mikanu Lahaba, so of course she's Metame her Bayal. The whole discussion, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim, was all Bnei Geya L'mafreya. But Mikanul Habo, of course there's Tumas Haboyal. So, the Gemara, Ma'u de Tema, Hoylo me'es le'es de Rabbonon, Uksomim de Rabbonon, Ma me'es le'es lo'y mitamo, Es bayalo, Af ksomim lo'y mitamo, Es bayalo, Komash malon. So, the Gemara, since Tumas me'es le'es is de Rabbonon, and Ksamim is also Drabanon. So you would have thought, just like by Tumas Me'es Le'es, she's not Metame her boil. So Tumas Ksamim, even Mikanu L'Haba, the whole Tumas Ksamim is only Midrabanon. So you would think that Tumas Ksamim, even Mikanu L'Haba, is not Metame her boil. Kamash Malon. Now, this Gemara L'Chaira is a Raya, not like the Zecher Yitzchak in Simon Nun Hei, and the Or Sameach in Perek Beis, Mehilchus Mitameu Mishkav Umoishav, that both say on your side that why is it that by Tumas Me'es Le'es there's no Tumas HaBoyal? They say on your side because the Tum of the Boyal is Nemtzach Nish Mikayach, the Tumas Nida, but rather it comes from the fact that he was over on the Isser of being Boyal Anida. And since by Tumas Me'es Le'es he wasn't over any Isser, it was only Nizgala later on that you have this Tumah L'mafreya, he wasn't over any Isser, so that's why there's no Tumah. But then, if you learn like that, then this Gemara, the Gemara's Havamina, is there Shver. What's the Havamina to compare Tumas Ksamim to Tumas Me'es Le'es? By Tumas Ksamim, since we have a Tum over here, Midrabanon, so Mikanu Lahaba, we have a Tum over here. He was over on an Isser of being Boyal Anido, Drabanon. So what's the Tzushtel that I would think that just like by Tumas Me'es Le'es, which is Drabanon, there's no Tumas HaBoyal, so too by Ksamim. Over there, there was no Isser. And over here, there's an Isser. So this Gemara is a Raya that the Tumas HaBoyal comes from the Tumas HaNido. And if you see that by Tumas Me'es Le'es, there is a Tumah Drabanon here, and still it's not Metame the Boil, so therefore you would think that by Tumas Ksamim, Mikanu L'Haba, it's not Metame the Boil. Unless you say that L'Chayru, you'll have to say, according to the Zecher Yitzchak and the Or Sameach, that they learned that that's Gufa, what the Gemara means in the Hemshech. The Gemara says, V'heimah Achinami, why don't you Taka say that there's no Tumas Aboil by Ksomim Mikanu Labo, and the Gemara's Machalik, no, it's different. Hosom ain't shar shachut lefonecha. Hacha yeshar shachut lefonecha. Over there by Tumas Meis Leis, there's no shar shachut lefonecha, there's no suffolk lefonecha. Zokrashi de Esmail Lechazoy, Elos Yog Baalmahu. Mashenkin over here, Hacha Hare Shar Shachut lefonecha, de Betsipar Le Nisaska, Veshuk Shal Tabachim Le Avra. Therefore, we have a suffolk lefonenu, we have reason to think that the dam came from her. So, according to the Zecher Yitzchak and the Aruch Sameach, you have to say that that's gufo, what the Gemara means to be mechalik. That when you have a shar shachot lefanecha, so then he was over an iser. Mashenken, when there's no shar shachot lefanecha, he had no reason to believe that there's any problem over here. It was only something that was nisgala later on. So therefore, there's no tumma. But avada, kipshutoi, that's not the simple pshat in the Gemara. Avada, once if you see in the havamin of the Gemara that the Gemara is telling tzu Tumas Ksomim to Tumas Meis Leis, so it sounds like avada the tumma of the boil has to do with the Tumas Nida, and the Gemara is just being mechalik in the level of the suffix. That when it's a stronger suffix, so then the Chachomim were more machmir, but not that there's a chazara going on in the lumdis of how the Tumas Boil comes about. So Kipshutai, this Gemara is a raya, not like that chiddush of the Achrayim. Next Inyan. The Mishnah says, Kol Anoshim Mecheskas Tayra LeBaaleihen, all women are Mecheskas Tayra to their husbands. Haboin Min HaDerech Nishrein Lohen Mecheskas Tayra. And those that come home from a trip, their wives are Mecheskas Tayra for them. So, Rashi, Kol Anoshim Mecheskas Tayra LeBaaleihen, Beloi Bedika, without making any Bedika, Shloi Huzkura Bedika, Elo LaAsuka Betayris. The whole inin of Bedika that we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, is only talking about a woman that's Asuka Betayris. As far as Tyrus is concerned, to be Isaac in Tyrus, then she needs a Bedika. But Lebaila, there's no din Bedika. The Shita of Rashi and the Rashba and the Ritva is that the Mishnah is going even on a woman that doesn't have a vest. Even a woman that doesn't have a vest has no din bedika le bailo. However, the Rambam, when he brings our Mishnah in Perek Dalet, Mehilchus Yisurei Bi Alocha Tes, says, Kol Anoshim Sheyesh Lohen Vest, Becheskas Tayra le Baalehen. The Rambam holds that the Mishnah is only talking about a woman that has a vest, but a woman that doesn't have a vest does have a Chiyuv bedika. The Rambam says this also in Perek Dalet, Halocha Tes Zayin, Mehilchus Yisurei Bi that the isha she'ein lo vest asura l'shamesh ad she'tivdak. A woman that doesn't have a vest is asur to be mashamesh until she makes a bedika. And this machloikis rishayim is totally in how to learn the Gemara at the end of the first parak on Yud Beis Amid Beis. When the Gemara says over there, man de masni ha loy masni ha, the way Rashi learns the Gemara over there, everybody agrees that an isha that's not asuka b'tayris does not need a bedika. There's no bedika lebaila, even a isha she'en la vest. Whereas the way Rabbeinu Chanan learns over there in the manda masniha le masniha, it's actually a machloikis, and there is a manda omra that holds that an isha she'en la vest is asura l'shamesh ad she'tivdaik. Even lebaila, there is a chiyuv bedika. And the Rambam paskins like that manda omar that she's asura l'shamesh ad she'tivdaik. Therefore, the Rambam l'shitasai holds that the din of our Mishnah is only talking about a isha sheyesh lo vest. As we will see, Bezras Hashem, in the Hemshech of the Shir, this machlokes Rashi and the Rambam will have an effect on how to learn the Reish Lakish's din Mishum Rav Yehuda Nesia of Hushabo Matzah B'Seich Yemei Nasa. Next Inyan. The Gemara says, Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rav Yehuda Nesia of Hushabo Matzah B'Seich Yemei Nasa. The din of the Mishnah that Habon Min Aderach Neshein Lehen Mecheskas Taira, that's only if he came back and found her B'Soich Yemei Nasa. So Rashi, what does it mean B'Soich Yemei Nasa? Lamid Yom L'Riya. That's only if he found her within 30 days from her last Riyah. But La'achar Lamid, but once it's after the 30 days, Baya B'dika, she needs a B'dika, Hayulu Stam Noshim Chazyon L'Soich Oina. Since regular women see at the end of the Oina, so if the husband comes back from the trip after 30 days, so then she is mechuyev to make a bedika. Rashi's mekar is from the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is going on this that the Mishnah says that ezehi zekena kol she'avru aleha shalosh einay samach lizeknasa. What's considered a zekena? If three einays pass samach lizeknasa that she didn't see, that's called that now she's a zekena, that now she's considered, now she has a halacha of daya shaita. And the Gemara says on Tes Amud Beis, Omer Eish Lakish Mishum Rav Yehuda Nesia, how much is an Oina? Oina Beinen is Shloishim Yoin. So, says Rashi, that our Gemara is saying that if the husband came back after that Oina, after the Oina Beinen is, so then he has to be Choshish for Aria, and she needs a Bedika in order to be Muteris to him. So this Gemara is the Mekar for the Halacha Yedua of Oina Beinanis, that Stam Noshim Chazon Nasaif Oina, and therefore we are Chayshish for Aria, she needs a Bedika. And there's also a Mekar to this from the Yushalmi over here in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. Afterwards, the Gemara says, according to the Maskana, the way the Gemara comes out, what Rav Huna is saying, Om Rav Huna, Loishonu Ela Shaloi Higia Shas Vesta, Aval Higia Shas Vesta Asura. Rashi learns that the Loishonu of Rav Huna is going on Reish Lakish. Loishonu Dechimatza Toich Yemei Nasa Loibaya Bedika. We did not learn this halacha of Reish Lakish, that if he found her within the Oina, within the 30 days, that she doesn't need a Bedika, a woman that has a vest and the vest did not come during those days, that's when, if he came back within the 30 days, she is mutar. But if the shas vest came before he came back, asura doirach bizmanoi ba. Kosovar says the Gemara vestis doiraisa. Rav Huna holds that Vestas Deiraisa, says Rashi, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai D'machzikina Lo B'Tumas Sofik. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that were machziker B'Tumas Sofik once the vest came. So if the vest arrived before the 30 days, we are Choshesh for Aria and she's Asura. So the Ramban is Medayik from Rashi that if Rav Huna's going on Reish Lakish's words, and he's saying that loishanu, that if she came back within the 30 days that she's muteres, only if the vest didn't come yet, but if the vest came already, she's usher, that sounds like, but let's say the vest didn't come yet, that's when you have Reish Lakish's halacha, that koidim lamid, she's muteres. But it sounds like once lamid came, then she's asura, even though she has a vest. Let's say she has a vest for lamid hay. She has a vest she sees every 35 days. The husband came back after day 30. It's mashma from Rashi that then she's going to be asura. Because we're only being mater her if he was matza toich yemei nasa and it was lo higia eis vesta. That's when we have the heter of toich yemei nasa that she's muteres. But la'achar yemei nasa, once the 30th day arrived, even though she has a vest for Lamed Hay, she's Asura. Zokta Ramban, no. If she has a vest for 35, then why would you have to be Cheshish before that, after the Oina Beinanis? Zokta Ramban, a woman that has a vest, Kolzman, the vest didn't arrive, she's Mesulekes Damim. We know there's a din that a Isha Sheyeshla vest is Daya Shaita. We're not Cheshish that the dam was there earlier. So if she has a vest for Lamed Hay, she's a Mesulekes Damim until then. Why would you have to be Cheshish just because the Oina Beinanis came? Zok the Ramban that no, the Reish Lakish and Rav Huna are talking about two different cases. Reish Lakish is talking about a Isha She'ein La Vest. A Isha She'ein La Vest has a din of Oina Beinanis, that she's only muteres if the husband came home before 30 days, but after the 30 days, then she's asura, unless she makes a bedika, she needs a bedika, because stam noshim chazion nesayfaina. And Rav Huna is saying, Loishanu, he's not going on Reish Lakish, his Loishanu is going directly back on the Mishnah. Loishanu, Elosh Loihigiash Asvestos. This that the Mishnah says, that, that's going only by if it's a giyash asvesta, she's asura, kasavra vestas deiraisa. This is going on an isha sheyeshlo vest, and an isha sheyeshlo vest, if she has a vest for lamed hay, so then oina beinanis is not negeya. What does it depend on? If it's lo higia eis vesta, she's muteres. That's what the Mishnah means. But lachar she higia eis vesta, she's asura, because vestas deiraisa and rechoshes for aria. Reish Lakish is talking about isha she'ein lo vest. That's totally in aina beinanis. And Rav Huna is talking about isha she'eish lo vest, and that's totally in shas vesta. So Rashi holds that both an isha she'ein lo vest has the din of Aina Beinanis, and a Isha Sheyesh Lovest also has a din of Aina Beinanis. And the Rabban holds no. Only an Isha Shein Lovest has a din of Aina Beinanis, but Isha Sheyesh Lovest doesn't have a din of Aina Beinanis. However, says the Rabban, there is a case that I do agree to Rashi that a Isha Sheyesh Lovest will have a din of Aina Beinanis. That's if she has a vest that's kutzer, a vest that's shorter than 30 days. Let's say she has a vest for 25, if she sees every 25 days. And let's say day 25 passed, and she didn't see yet. Zokter Ramban, then Avada, she has to be Choshesh for Aina Beinanis. Why? Zokter Ramban, and the Ran says this also in Shavuos, on Heyam and Aleph, B'dape Horif, Asvara that v'chila oilam leisire. Do you think she's never going to see forever? She didn't see on Yom Chaf Hei, the day of her regular vest, and so now she's never going to see. Avada, now you have to be choishish that she's going to see, like the stam noshim at the end of 30 days. So, although if she has a vest for lamed hay, she doesn't have to be choishish, but if she has a vest for chaf hay, avada, once it comes lamed, she has to be choishish. Comes along the Rashba. And the Rashba says by us that he holds that even Rashi never meant like the Ramban understood in Rashi, that even if she has a vest for Lamed Hay, that she has to be Choshesh for Oina Beinanis. Avada not. Avada Rashi only meant in the case where she has a vest that's shorter than Chof Hay. That's where Rashi meant that she has to be Choshesh for the Oina Beinanis. How exactly it fits into the Lashon Rashi, Dimrei Avram and Simon Tess talks about how the Rashba learned this into Rashi, but the Etzem Zach, the Rashba learns Bidas Rashi, that even Rashi is moided to the Ramban, that it's only a vest kotzer from Lamed, that there's a din Oina Beinanis. However, the Rashba himself says it's a Chumra Gedoyla, and he holds that a Isha She Yeshla vest, even if she has a vest that's shorter than 30 days, she does not have to be choshesh for Aina Beinanis. The whole din of Aina Beinanis is only by Aisha she'ein lo vest. And we need an explanation. It's Tzar of Bir in this Machlekes Rishonim. By Aisha she'yesh lo vest kotzer mi lamid yoim, and the vest passes and she didn't see it, does she have to be choshesh for Aina Beinanis? Rashi and the Ramban say, yes, she has to be choshesh, and the Rashba says no. What's the Bir HaMachlekes? So I saw two biurim in this machlokes. One is the predeya in Simon Kuf Pei Tes and Turei Kesef Sivkot Lamed Aleph, and Dibra Masla Vihina. He says a beautiful pshat that there's a famous machlokes hapoiskim. What's the din if a woman has a vest hafloga, let's say for chof yoim, she sees every 20 days, and then one day 20 arrived from her last ria and she didn't see. Does she have to be choshesh now, 20 days later, or not? The Ramban, in Hilchus Nida L'Ramban, in Perek Vav Halacha Dalet, says that if a woman has a vest afloga for Chof Yoim, and the vest passed and she didn't see, she doesn't have to be choshesh anymore. Because what, be choshesh 20 days later, that's not a chof, that's going to be a mem. That's 40 days from her last Riyah. She had a Riyah three times. She saw with a flog as chav. The next chav came, she didn't see. So now 20 days later, she has to be choshish. That's not going to be a chav. That's going to be a mem. And as I halt the marshal brought down in the Taz and Simakuf Peites of Kotlan Lamed Aleph, that she doesn't have to be choshish anymore. However, the Beis Yosef and Simakuf Peites and the Taz over there in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph argue and say no, that she has to be choshish 20 days later. And his lashon is that Vaday Shayach Afloga Miyom Shehi Ru'uya Ukiilu Ra'as Adami. You count 20 days from the day that she was Ru'uya Lirais. There was, we say, it was a mikra that she didn't see, but she was supposed to see on that day. For some reason, she didn't. So it's, we say, okay, it's a day that she was Ru'uya Lirais. It was Ki'ilu Ra'asa Dami, and you count 20 days from then. And he's mechiach his shita from the Rashba and Teres Abayis. It's a sugya. It's based on the sugya on Daf Lamed Tes, which we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem. And so kum tais that we have a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba, the way the Taz learns up the Rashba, that the Ramban holds that when a woman has a vest for chaf yoim, and then she misses once a chaf, she doesn't have to be choshish anymore 20 days later. That's it. She doesn't have to be choshish anymore. The chaf is gone. And the Rashba and Teres Abayis, the way the Taz is learning up, and that's what the Beis Yosef holds, they hold that, no, that you count 20 from the day that she was Ru'uyo Lirais. Kumtai, Zakta Pridei, Azer Geshmak, that is the Ramban and the Rashba, the Shitasam, that over here, what happened? We have a woman that has a vest kotzer from Lamed Yoim. She had a vest for Chaf Hei, and now her vest passed. Zok the Ramban, she has to be Cheshish, Reina Beinanis. V'chila Oilam Laisira. Was she never going to see anymore? Because the Ramban L'shitasei holds that once her Haflaga passed, so now she doesn't have any more mitzad her vest haflaga any chashash, because chaf hay passed 25 days after that 25. That's not going to be a chaf hay. That's going to be a nun. She doesn't have a vest for nun. So v'chiloylam leisira, she has to be chayshish. Mashenkein the Rashba l'shitasai that holds that even if a woman missed her haflaga, she still has to be chayshish for 25 days later. So what do you mean v'chiloylam leisira? No, she'll see 25 days later. If the mitzad the vest haflaga, she doesn't have to be chayshish at all anymore. Tainat Ramban v'chiloylam leisirah, she's never going to see. You have to be chayshish, then now she's going to see like the stam nashim. But the Rashba says, what do you mean? She has a vest haflaga. She was never oiker the vest haflaga. She only missed once, so she still has to be chayshish for 25 days later. Memela, there's no tain of echina oilam laisira, beautiful pshat. Lefize, zokta badei ashulchan, in his biurim to simen kuf peites, towards the beginning, and dibra amaschel v'im yesh, he wants to say a chiddush din, that what would be if a isha has a vest kavua l'chaydish? Let's say she sees every Rosh Chaydish. She saw three Rosh Chadashim in a row, she has a vest kavua l'chaydish. And then, after seeing three Rosh Chadashim in a row, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Iyar Sivan, she saw Aleph L'Chodesh of each month, then she also saw Yud Sivan. And then comes Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and she didn't see. Does she have to be Chayshish for a Din Oina Beinanis from her last Ria of Yud Sivan 30 days later? Alts the Din Oina Beinanis. Zok there, over there, even the Ramban would be moida that she doesn't have to. Because there's no tain of v'chila oilam leisira. Because since the vest hachodesh was never nekar yet, because there was only one reish chodesh that she didn't see, she still has to be chayshish for aleph of, so you don't have a tain of v'chila oilam leisira. The whole tain of the Ramban was only by a vest haflaga, where the Ramban l'shitasei holds that once she doesn't see on that day of the Haflaga, she doesn't have to be Cheshish anymore. So then you have a tain of Echila Ilam Leisira. You have to be Cheshish for Eina Beinus. But by a vest, HaKavua L'Chodesh, then the Ramban would be Moida that you don't have to be Cheshish for the din of Eina Beinus. So this is one way of explaining the machlokes rishonim, whether or not a woman that has a vest kotzer milamid yoim, and now the vest passed, does she have to be chayshish for the oina beininus? There is another way of explaining the machlokes that I saw in the Sefer Pnei Toyar and others, that they want to say like this. Let's first be makdim with two machlokes that we find in the Paiskim and Egeya Oina Beininus. One machlokes is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Kuntras Achron in Simen Kuf Pei Tes Sifkot and Aleph wants to say that there's a machlokes Rishonim whether the Din Oina Beininus was Nemar Le'inin Chi of Prisha, that he has to be Pirish from the Isha and the Zman of the Oina, just like by a Yom HaVest. The Gemara says later on Samach Gimel Amid Beis that there's a chi of prisha by the Oinas HaVest. So do we say that by a Oina Beinus also there's a chi of prisha? Or do we say that the Din Oina Beinus was Nemar only Le'inyan that there's a chi of Bedika? But there's no Isser Tashmish on the Oina Beinus. As long as she makes a Bedika, she's Muteris. He wants to say that Rashi and the Ramban, he's Mechiach from Rashi and the Ramban, that they hold that there's no chi of prisha on the Yom Ha'ayna, the Ramban in Hilchis Nida, Loha Ramban in Parakei does not mention anything about a Chi of Prisha, and he has a Raya from Rashi, based on the Placey's question on Rashi from the Gemara later on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the Placey's in Teferis Yisrael, Siman Kuf Pei Tes, Sifkot and Tezvav, and to answer that Kasha, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav wants to say that Rashi holds that there's only a chi of bedika. However, the Rashba in Teres Abayis and Bayezayin Shar Gimel says that there is a chi of prisha in this man of the Oina Beininus. So what's the beer? We have another machlekes over here between Rashi and the Rabban against the Rashba, whether the din Oina Beininus is just a chi of bedika or it's a chi of prisha. And then there's a third machlekes that we have in the Paiskim that we know that when it comes to a regular vest, a vest achodesh, a vest aflaga, when the zman havest comes, she's only osur in that oina that she saw in. For example, let's say she saw balayla. She sees every chaf hay balayla. So then when it comes chaf hay, 25 days later, she's only osur balayla. She's not osur bayoim. The chaf hay by day, she's only osur at night. If she has a oinas yoim, then she's only osur by day. You're only osur that oina. What about when it comes to oina beininus? She saw one day, now it comes 30 days later. So is she only osur in that oina, or is she osur the whole yoim lamed? So the Bach in Yeridea Simen Kuf Peites Dira Maschel Kol says that in the din of Oina Beinanis, she only has to be Choshish in the Oina Sharoa Saba. So if she saw an Aleph Nisan Bayoim, she only has to be Choshishes in the Yoim Ha'Oina Belvad and not the night before. However, the Placey in Teferis Yisrael, Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Sifkot and Tes Vav says that the din of Oina Beinanis says that she has to be Choshish the whole Yoim Ha'Oina. And he says, "The lav mi din vest koasinon alo." She's also the whole day, because it's not mi din vest that we're coming to aser her. Rather, it's the derech ha'isha lirois l'shloishim yoim. There's no chilik between yoim and laila. So here, this place is a mafteach to explain these other machloikos that we have. The Placey is telling us that the din oina beininus yesh lachkar is the din oina beininus a din of vestis that stam noshim see milamid lelamid and we are chayshish that she's going to be kaveya a vest for lamid, or is it just begeder a chashash be'alma? It's not me din vestis, but rather, like the Ramban said, v'chila oilam leisire, is she never going to see? We have to be chayshish that she's not going to go on forever without seeing. So we have to be chayshis, since there is a stoma that Noshim usually see once a month. So we have to be chayshis that she's going to see at L'Soif Lamed. But it's not me din vestis. Zakta Placey, when it's a vestic din, in vestis there's a halacha that we only aser in that oina. Over here he says it's not me lab me din vestkwas in on Allah. We're chayshis that she's going to see L'Soif Lamed. Okay, so the whole Yom Lamed is aser. Even if she saw by Yom, she's going to be aser the night before. If she saw by Laila, she's going to be aser by Laila and the next day. Because it's a chashash that she'll see L'Soif Lamed. It's not midin vestis. Oy bazoy, we can understand the machloikis between the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ramban says that the reason why, if she has a vest for Lamed Hay, she doesn't have to be chayshish for Lamed. The Ramban says it's because she's a mesulekes domin before that. However, the Rashba says a different hesber. The Rashba says that the reason why she doesn't have to be chayshish for the Aina is because the Eirach einoi bo elo bismanoi. Because the Eirach only comes bismanoi. He doesn't say because she's a mesulekes domin. He says, because the Eirach only comes bismanai. And the emes is that the Rashba in Mishmeres Habayis in Shar Gimel says that what's the reason that a Isha Sheyesh Lavest is Daya Shaita? The Ramban said that the reason is because she's a Mesulekes Damim until the Zman Avest. The Rashba says no. The reason is Mishum the Eirach Einoi Bo Elo Bismanoi V'loi Otz Lovoi. It's not because she's a Mesulekes Damim, but it's because the Eirach only comes Bismanoi. We don't say it comes earlier. So, Oy Bazoi, we can say that the Ramban holds that the reason why she's chayshish for Ayna Beinis is because v'chila ilam loisire. He holds that it's together a chashash greido that maybe she'll see. Because you can't say that she that lo ilam loisire. You can't say that she's a mesulek as domim once the vest passed. If she had a vest for chav hey, you can't say she's a mesulek as domim after the zman ha vest passed. Sok the Ramban v'chila ilam loisire. You have to be chayshish that maybe she'll see at the end of Lamed. Mashenkin, the Rashba in Teres Habayis and by Zayin Shar Gimel says that the reason why she says Chayshashis L'Yoyim Lamed Shehu Ayna Beinis L'Rayv HaNoshim is because Shema Yovei HaOirach Bizman HaRogil Lovei L'Ruban Shal Noshim. So it's Mashma that it's together Oirach, that the Rabbanon were Misakin, that it's like someone, she's like someone that has a vest L'Lamed Yoyim. We have to be Chayshish that she will be Kaveya a vest for Lamed Yoyim. So the Ramban holds that it's together Chashasha Motire. So therefore, if it's before the Zman HaVesh, she has a vest for Lamed Hey, she doesn't have to be Chayshesh because she's Kemsulekes Domin. But once it's of our Vesta, you have to be Chayshesh because now she's not a Mesulekes anymore. But the Rashba holds that the Din Oyna Beinis is together an Oirach to be chayshish that she has a vest for Yom Lamed, that she will be kaveh a vest for Yom Lamed. Zokter Ashba, that's only by an Isha she'ein la vest. But an Isha that has a vest already, she doesn't have to be chayshish for that. Whether she has a vest that's more than Lamed, she has a vest of Lamed Hey or a vest of Chof Hey, we're just like we're not chayshish that the Eirach will be Yaktim Lavoi, we're not chayshish that the vest will come later. She has a vest, and we don't have to be chayshish that she's going to change her vest. Maybe you still need what we said before, that b'lamaisa, what happened to v'chila oilam leisira? Typically, what happened to the chashash? Fine. You don't have to be chayshish for the vest. What happened to the chashash? So for that, we could still use what we said before. That's the Rashba l'shitasai, She has to be chayshish for the chaf hay from then, but b'yisoid advarim, there's a yisoid sticker machleik is going on that the Ramban holds it's begeder chashash ba'alma and the Rashba holds that it's a vestik adin, and that could explain also the other machleik is whether it's a chi of prisha that the Ramban holds, the Ramban and Rashi hold that there's just a chi of bedika because it's not a vestik adin. So it's a chashash bal. It's a chashash. Okay, the chashash is le'inyan that she has to make a bedika. Baloishamanu that there's a chi of prisha for this chashash. It's not a vest. A woman that has a vest. There's a din. V'hizartem esfenei somi tumasam. Over here, she doesn't have a vest. There's a chashash. V'chiloilam leisira. It's begather chashash. So Chazal were mechayev abedika. But there's no prisha for this chashash. Mashenkin, the Rashba that says that it's begather a vest, that we're chayshish, that she's going to be kaveya, a vest for lamed, because it's built into the bria, that roiv nashim, see, l'saif lamed, so she, even though she never saw l'saif lamed, but since it's built into the teva of the bria of roiv nashim, so we have to be chayshish, that maybe she'll be kaveya, such a vest, and memela, it's a vestic adin, therefore there's a chi of prisha. So bekitzer, we're being taila, three machlokes in one another. One machlokes is that Rashi and the Rabban hold that if Isha has a vest for Chaf Hei and vest kavua for Chaf Hei and then Chaf Hei passes, she has to be chayshish for the Ina Beinis, and the Rashba holds no. Another machlokes is that Rashi and the Rabban hold Zokta Shulchan Aruch Harav that the din Ina Beinis is only a chi of bedika, not a chi of prisha, and the Rashba holds is even a chi of prisha. And another machlokes is whether the din of Ina Beinis is like Shar Vestis, that you only have to be chayshish for that oina 30 days later, that oina that she saw in, that's the Shita Sabach, or does she have to be chayshish the whole Yom Lamed, Laila Vayom, like the Shita of the Plesi. And we're saying that the Plesi says that the reason why he says you're chayshish for the whole Yom Lamed is because the Lav Midin Vestis Ka Asinon Allah. The Plesi is saying it's not a Vestic Adin, it's a chashash. That l'soif lamed, she'll see. We have to be chayshish that she'll see. So it's the whole yom lamed. The Bach is saying, no, it's a vestic adin. So this is a mafteach to understand the other machleksim as well. The Rashba says that even if the yom chaf hey passed and she didn't see, why should she have to be chayshish for yom lamed? Since she has a vest kavua, you don't have to be chayshish that she's going to be kaveya another vest. She has a vest already. Bifrat, the whole lamdis is because tam noshim chazon the saif oina. Roiv noshim si lelamid yoim. But she showed us that she's not from the stam noshim. She's not from the roiv noshim. She has a vest kavua for chaf hei. So she's not bechlal the stam noshim. So why should you be chayshish that she's going to see on yom lamid? She's not from the stam noshim. Memela, she doesn't have to be chayshish. And that's why the Rashba Lashitase holds that there's a chi of prisha on the oina benis is mechayev a prisha because it's a vestic adin. However, Rashi and the Ramban hold that it's begeder chashash. It's not the pshat that we're chayshes shema tikva vest lelamid yoim, but rather v'chino ilam leisire, since noshim usually see every 30 days, once a month, women see, and she didn't see yet on Chaf Hei, so we have to be chayshish that she'll see l'soif lamed, and that's why Rashi and the Ramban hold that it's only a chi of vedika and not a chi of prisha. L'halacha, how do we paskin? The Chaviz Das in Siman Kuf Pei Tes of Cotton Bays paskins like the Ramban that if she has a vest kotzer mi lamed, then even though she has a vest kavua for Chaf Hei, she has to be chayshish for the inabeninis. However, the Taz in Siman Kuf Pei Tes of Katan Aleph paskins like the Rashba that a Isha sheyesh lo ves katzer, even though the ves passed and she didn't see, she doesn't have to be chayshish for the inabeinus. But definitely, we do not paskin like Rashi shita alibo da Ramban that even if she has a vest oruch mi lamed, she has a vest lamashal for lamed hey, she still has to be chayshish for the inabeinus. And that Das Rashi, Aliba Dar Ramban, is Taket Tzorach Bir. Another important idea is that Roiv Achroinim, the Bach, in Siman Kuf Pei Tes of Tezvav, and the Taz, in Sivkotin Yudalid, the Chacham Tzvi, in Siman Kuf Yudalid, and the Plesi, in Siman Kuf Pei Tes of Kotin Tezvav, Naman, that the Oina Beinness is on Yoim Lamed from the last Ria. However, the Chaviz Das, in Sivkotin Yud Beis, says that it's on Yoim Lamed Aleph, the Shach, in Kuf Pei Tes, Sivkotin Lamed, wants to be medayik like that from the Loshen Rashi by us, Dibra Maslo Besoich Yemei Nasa says Rashi Lamed Yom Leriyah Avol Achar Lamed Boya Bedika Heilu Stam Noshim Chazjon Nesoif Oina. So he wants to say that it's La'achar Lamed that she needs the Bedika, that the din of Oina Beinus is Yom Lamed Aleph. The Shita of the Shach over there in Sivim Kuf Pei Tes Siv Katan Lamed is that really the Oina Beinus is not Kavua for Yom Lamed or Yom Lamed Aleph, but rather it always goes by the Yom HaChodesh of the previous Chodesh. So it depends if it's a Chodesh Mali or a Chodesh Chaser, if it will come out on Yom Lamed or Yom Lamed Aleph. The Sidrei Taira in Sifkatan Yud Beis wants to know, so according to the Shach, that it's the Ein Beinus is on the Yom HaChodesh, so typically that anyway she's Osir, else the din of Yom HaChodesh. We know from the Sugyas later on, in Perek HaYishash Yoset Zerachea, there's a din of Yom HaChodesh, that the Paiskim say that whatever Yom HaChodesh she saw, she has to be Choshesh the next Yom HaChodesh. So where's it Negeya, the din of Oina Beinus? What's the Nafkamina? So he wants to say the Nafkamina is, let's say, for example, a woman saw on Aleph B'Chodesh and then again on Tesvav B'Chodesh. So als the din of Oina Beinus, she would not have to be Choshesh the next Aleph, because Oina Beinus has to do with the fact that 30 days, that a certain amount of days passed from her last Riyah. So if she had an Aleph and then a Tesvav, she wouldn't have to be Choshesh 15 days later, als the din of Oina Beinus. But als the din of Yom HaChodesh, she still has to be Choshesh for Aleph, because she was never Oiker Aleph yet. And there's a Nafkamina the other way around, that what happens if, let's say, a woman saw on Reish Chodesh Alidei Kfitza. So then she doesn't have to be Choshesh als the din of Vest HaChodesh, the next Reish Chodesh, unless she jumped. Because since she only saw Reish Chodesh with a Kfitza, she doesn't have to be Choshesh the next Reish Chodesh Midin Vest HaChodesh, but she still have to be Choshesh Midin Oina Beinus. Since Seif Kol Seif, she had a Riyah last Reish Chodesh. So according to the Shach, that Oina Beinus always goes with the Yom HaChodesh, so she'll have to be Choshesh the next Reish Chodesh, whether it was a Chodesh Mole in the previous month or a Chodesh Chaser, she'll have to be Chodesh. Since Seif Kol Seif, she had a Riyah on Reish Chodesh, I don't care that it came Al Yidei Kfitza, now she'll have to be Chodesh the next Reish Chodesh Midin Oina Beinus. May Inyan Le Inyan Ba'isai Inyan, the Rif in Shvuas and Dalet Omid Beis B'Dapai HaRif says, Tonu Rabbanon, HaChamorin V'HaPoyalin V'HaBoin Mibeis HaEvel U'Mibeis HaMishta, Nishayan lohen becheskas tairo, uboin vishoyan imoen bein erois bein yeshenois. Bamed varim amurim kishahinicha becheskas tairo, avalinicha becheskas temea loilam hi becheskas temea chantoimar loi toheirani. The Rif says that someone that comes home, nishayan lohen becheskas tairo, and they are mutter to them, whether they're awake or sleeping, as long as he left her becheskas tayra. The Rif makes no mention of the fact that if he came back after 30 days, after the Oina Beinus, that she's usher. There's no mention in the Rif of this halacha of Oina Beinus. And so too the Rambam in Perek Dalet halacha tes, Mehilchus Yisurei Bia, makes no mention of the din of Oina Beinus. The Ramban and the Magid Mishnah over there, in Perek Dalet Halacha Tes Milchus Yisurei Bia, both say that the Rif and the Rambam have a different pshat in what Reish Lakish means when he says, "Vuhu sheba umatza toich yemei nasa." It does not mean the din of Oina Beinus. They're kaifer akoyel on the whole din of Oina Beinus, and so too the Ra'ah in Berek Habayis in Bayez Zayin Soif Shar Beis, it's Koyfer HaKoyel on the whole din of Oina Beinus. They say that V'hushavo Motza B'Teichi Me'ay Nasa means that we're talking about a Isha Sheyesh Lo Vest. And like I mentioned earlier in this year, the Rambam L'Shitasei anyway learns that our Mishnah of Kol Anoshem Mecheskas Tayra L'Baalein is going on a Isha Sheyesh Lo Vest. Because the Rambam holds the Isha Shein Lo Vest is asur lebailad shetivdaik. So the Mishnah is talking about an isha sheyesh lo vest. So when it says v'husha bo matzah teichim mei nasa, is not going on the isha she'ein lo vest, and they came back, and the husband came back after lamid. There's a din of ayna beinus. No, we're talking about the isha sheyesh lo vest, and Reish Lakish is saying the only time she's mutter if he was bo matzah teichim mei nasa means before this man vesta came. Lafuke what? Zokter Ramban. Lafuke, if he came back on the Yom HaVest itself, don't think that there's a kula that a bom in haderech is mutter to be meshamesh im ishtoi on the Yom HaVest, just like we find the Gemara says in Yevamis, Samach Bezom et Bez, that chayev odom lifkei des ishtoi b'shoshu yotzei laderech. And the Gemara says, even if it's samach levesta, that when a person is yotzei laderech, so then there's a chiyuv to be paiked as ishtoi, and many rishonim say that means that there's a heter tashmish, even though usually by the oynas havest it's aser, there's an iser tashmish, but when a yotzei laderech is mutter and chayiv, so you would think that maybe a bum in haderech would also have that heter. On that, Zok Reish Lakish, no, she's only mutter if he's ba umatza toich yemei ainasa. But on the yom havest itself, we're not matir abba min haderech. So if so, there's no mikar in the Gemara for the din of aina beininis. So therefore, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ra'ah, and Bet HaKabayis are Kofer HaKoil and the whole din of Ayna Beininis. There's no din Ayna Beininis. There is still a question that what do these Rishonim do with the Yushalmi over here in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet that mentions the din of Ayna Beininis. On that, Ayin, B'Sefer Pischei Nida, that he has a Mahalach to Fa'emfer the Yushalmi. So it comes out very geschmack that it's Rashi and the Rambam Lashitasam. Rashi that learns that a Isha She'ein La Vest is Muteres Lebaila without a Bedika. So he learns that the Mishnah is talking about even a Isha She'ein La Vest. So when Reish Lakish says, V'hushabo Motza Teich Yemei Nasa, he's talking about a Isha She'ein La Vest. So what does Teich Yemei Nasa mean? Al Karchach means the Din of Ayna Beininis. And Rashi has a mekar from the Gemara on Tesamid Beis that the same Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rav Yehuda Nisiya says over there, V'kama Oina, how much is the Oina that we're talking about by Ezekena, that if it's Ovru Aleha, Gimel Oinais, Samach Lizeknasa, so now there's a din of Dayashaita, Zok Reish Lakish Mishum Rav Yehuda Nisiya, Oina Bein Nishloishim Yoim. So when over here you have Reish Lakish Mishum Rav Yehuda Nisiya that says, V'hushabo Matzah Tabisaychi Mei Oinasa, Taicht Rashi, that it means Yena Oina that we had on Testament Beis, the Zman of Oina Beinanis of Shleishim Yoim. However, the Rambam Lashitasei that holds that our Mishnah is not talking about a Isha Shein Lovest, it's talking about a Isha Sheyesh Lovest, we can say one of two things. First of all, the Rambam was able to learn that Oinasa means something else. Because we're talking about a Isha that has a vest, so we can teach Oinasa means her time, means the Shas HaVest. And we're saying she's only Muteres if he came back during the Zman of the Vest, before the Zman of Vest came. Lafuke, if he came back on the Yom HaVest, there's no heter for a Bom and Aderach to be Meshamesh. But perhaps we could even say more, that Vibalt, we're talking about Isha Sheyesh Lovest, the Rambam held it doesn't pass a din Oina Beinus, because the Rambam held like the Shitas Harashpa that we mentioned earlier, that by a Isha Sheyesh Lovest doesn't pass the Aloch of Oina Beinus, because the whole din Oina Beinus is that Stam Noshim Chazion the Saif Oina. But if she's a Isha Sheyesh Lovest, she showed that she's not from the Stam Noshim, she's not from the Rav Noshim, she has her Egin vest, so it doesn't pass the whole din of Oina Beininis by a Isha Sheyesh Lovest. So since the Mishnah is talking about a Isha Sheyesh Lovest, so you can teach that V'hushabo Matzah B'Seich Yimei Einasa, that it means the din of Oina Beininis. So if so, we have no Mikar from our Gemara to the din of Oina Beininis. So there's no Zecher in Shas to a din of Oina Beinanis, to make up a din Oina Beinanis on our own, Mehechatesi, to make up such a din. The Maisa, you have to know what the Rambam does with the Yushalmi in Perek Beis Halacha Dalit. So that the Pischei Nida talks about. And also, it's Tzaruch Bir that the Maisa, we do have a Gemara on Daf Tesamid Beis when it's talking about what makes a Zkeno be considered a Mesulekes Domim. That the Mishnah said, Ezi Yizikeno Kolsha Avru Aleha Shalish Oinai Samuch Lizeknasa. And Reish Lakish says, "V'kama oina." Om Reish Lakish from Shem Rav Yehuda Nesia oina bein nishloi shem yoyim. That when she has 3 times 30 days pass, and she didn't see, that makes her a mesulek as damim. What's the significance of 3 times 30 days? L'chayra state darten that there's a musig that a woman is normally expected to see once every 30 days, and when you have 3 Zmanim, 3 oinos of 30 days, 3 times 30 days passing, and she didn't see. That's machziker, that she's a mesulekes damim. So you see the musig that a woman is expected to see once every 30 days in that Gemara. So that's also l'chayra mekar to this musig that Rashi's saying to oina beninis, that there's a reason to think that she's going to see once every 30 days. So maybe you don't see in that Gemara that day 30 is a Gairim. Maybe it's just that once every 30 days she's supposed to see. But Al Kalpanim, if she's supposed to see once every 30 days, that means by day 30 she should have seen. So if she didn't see yet on day 27, 28, 29, so by the time it comes day 30, so it makes sense, you should be Chayshish for Aria. A Stam Isha sees once every 30 days. So even if you don't see in that Gemara that day 30 is a Goyrim, that's Stam Noshim Chazion on day 30, but you see that they see by day 30, so if she didn't see it until then, why shouldn't you be Chayshish? So it's still a Ha'ara on the Shitas Harif, a Harambam and the Ra'ah, that their Kaifra HaKoyel and Ayin HaBeinanis, L'chayra from the Gemara and Tesamid Beis, we should see a Mekar to such a Musig. This is a Ha'ara. Next Inyan. The Gemara says that Omer Avhuna lo yishonu ela shaloi higiyah shas vesta. Aval higiyah shas vesta asura kasov ar vestas doi raisa. Rabba bar bachono Omer afilu higiyah shas vesta nami muteres kasov ar vestas drabonon. We have a machloikis if the husband came back after he was higiyah shas vesta. Is she asura or muteres? Avhuna says she's asura, because he holds Vestas Deiraisa, and Rabbi Bar Bachana says that she's Muteres because he holds Vestas Drabanon. Zokt Rashi, that Abel Higia Eis Vesta Koidim Biyosim in Aderach Asura Deirach Bizmanoi Bo Deiraisa Halacha Lomoshim Yisinai Demachzikinon Lo B'tumas Sofik. Rashi says that Vestas Deiraisa means that there's a Halacha Lomoshim Yisinai that we're Machziker B'tumas Sofik. Vestas Drabonon, says Rashi, Hitzrichua Chachomim Livdoik B'yoim Vesta, Shema Tirem, because maybe she'll see, Umiu Heicha Deloi Hava Ba'ir, V'loi Adina Nibodka, Yloi Bodka, Loi Misafkina La Betuma. Rashi says that Vestas Drabonon means that the Chachomim were Matzrich a Bedika B'yoim Vesta, but if he wasn't home, and we don't know if she made a Bedika or not, we're not mistapik that maybe she is Tameh. It's a din, l'chatchila, that she has to make a bedika on the Yom HaVest. But now, after the Yom HaVest passed, we're not choshish that there's tumah here and she's muteres b'loy bedika. So let's say he came back, even if she's yeshena, she's sleeping, he doesn't have to ask her, the vest passed, she's muteres right away. Comes along Taisvis, in Dibra HaMaskel, afilu gives man vesta muteres, and says, Tema, Heach Muteres, how could Rabbi Bar Bachana say that she's Mutter Fitzigias Man Vesta? Ho Aminon Bishvuas Perak Beis will come on Perak Isha, as Hora Levene Yisrael Sheifrashum in Shesei and Samach Leveston. We learn out from the Pasuk of Hizartem as Bnei Yisrael Mitumasan, that there's Azhara for Bnei Yisrael to be Pirish from their wives, Samach Leveston. So how could you say that there's a din Prisha Samuch Levest, and everyone agrees to that? It's a din. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. Even the Mandarma Vestis Drabonon is masking that there's a din Prisha Samuch Levest. So how could he go and say that if the vest passed, that she's muteras. The Taisus Arosh is Maisif that the Taisa Rosh says that it's a kolshkein. Madoch, a man has to be choishish if he comes back when it's samach levest that maybe she will see. So for sure, if the vest passed, kolshkein that he has to be choishish that maybe she saw already. What's pshat in the kolshkein of the Taisa Rosh? I think he means that let's say a woman sees always during a certain oina. She sees within these 12 hours. At night, every 25 days, she sees during that oina. So halacha is that during that oina, she's asura, even the beginning of the oina. Maybe she'll see in 6-7 hours from now. No, but we're choshesh, maybe she'll see now. So zokta rosh, a kolshkein, if the full 12-hour period, the full oina passed, then certainly you have to be choshesh that maybe there was a ria. Madach, if you're at any point within the vest, even at the beginning of the oinas vest, she's osur because maybe she'll see now. The vest is a full 12-hour period. Yeah, but maybe she'll see now. So certainly, if the full oina passed, you have to be choshesh that she had a ria. Therefore, zok taisis v'yesh loymar k'sheshoa so achar vesta shiva yomim sheyachoyla litboil airi. Says the sofik tvila mitzia midei sofik roasa. Zok Taisvis, you know, Rabbi Barachana means that afilu higia shas vesta nami muteres. He means, like Rav Yechanan says on Amid Beis, that Omer Rav Shmuel mishmed Rav Yechanan isha sheyesh la vest, a woman that has a vest, baila mechashiv yemei vesto ubaaleha, the husband makes a cheshbin of her yemei havest, and then he could live with her. Which means, he makes the cheshbon zok Rashi imshah baderach shiva yomim achar vesto daachshav imedes biyomim sheyachoylo lihitoher afilu higia vesto aminon tavlo vein sarach l'shayalo, like the Gemara says in Amid Beis, that since it's only a suffix if she was ras or not, plus you have a suffix tvila, so therefore a suffix tvila is maitzimid a suffix rasa, which the Tosfos Rosh explains that it's a heter of sfeik sfeika. We have a sfeik sfeika. First of all, sfeik rasa, sfeik loy rasa, vim timtsu loy marasa, sfeik tavla. Maybe she was tavel. So you have a sfeik sfeika, so it's mutter. Zok taisvis, that's what Rabbi Barachon over here means. When he says muteras, he only means if the amount of time passed that she could have been tavel. But zok taisvis, according to the mandomer vestis de raisa, even if she was shoaso kashir's man tefila, she's asura devadai roaso chashvinon lo, because vestas doirai, so we consider it like a vadai roaso. So that's what the Gemara means. According to Rav Huna, that holds vestas doirai, so it's not going to help that 7 days passed that there could have been a tefila, because vestas doirai, so we consider it like a vadai roaso, and ain sofik maitzim yidei vadai. It's only one sofik. So, it's going to be asura. But if you hold vestis drabonon, so then it blives only like a suffic rasa. So then it's a sveik sveika. So if 7 days passed, it's mutter. And therefore, Taisa says, "Mitaychach yesh ledaktek desfirulei the Rav Yechanan de besamach vestis drabonon." So kum Taisa Rav Yechanan on Amid Beis that says that it helps to be machashav the yemei vesta. He has to hold vestis drabonon, and the Bach says what Taisus means to say is, so here's another mekar to what Taisus says on Tezayin Omer Aleph and Dibur HaMaskel of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that we paskin Vestis Drabonon, because we have Rav Yechanan that holds Vestis Drabonon. However, if you look good in Rashi, Dibur HaMaskel Vestis Drabonon, there's no Zecher in Rashi that Rabbi Barbachana meant that she's only Muteres if 7 days passed. It's mashman Rashi that she's muteras right away. And it's also mashman like that in the Rif that we mentioned earlier, the Rif in Shvuas on Dalet Omid Beis B'dapei Orif, and the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halachotes Milchus Yisurei Bia, they don't say anything about the fact that you have to wait 7 days. They just say that she's muteras, Even if it's Higia Shas Vesta, she's Mutaris. They don't say anything about waiting 7 days. And the Magen Mishnah speaks that out over there. So what's Taka the Pshat? What do we do with Tosis Kasha? Tosis is asking from the din of Izartam Espanay Somi Tumasam that Madoch, there's a din Prisha Samach Levesa Kolshkein if the Ves passed. So in that we could say, Ateretz Al Pi, the Yedua Dike Chiddush of the Noida B'Yehuda in Kamo in Simon Nun Hei, and the Chassam Sofer in Shuvis in Yeredeya Simon Kuf Ayin says the same Yesoid B'Shem is Rabbi Rav Nosson Adler Zatzal, that there's a major difference between during this Zman HaVest and after this Vest passed. Zokta Noida B'Yehuda, based on the Gemara in Gittin, Dav Chav Ches, that Shema Meis Loi Chai Shinon, Shema Yomus Chai Shinon. If a person has a Cheskas Chai, we're not afraid that maybe he died already, but we are afraid that maybe he will die. Chazaka only says that if you're looking backwards and a person had a Cheskas Chai, you want to know, did he die? I say no. He had a chazaka that he was alive yesterday, so he's probably, I assume that he's still alive now also. But does chazaka tell me that he won't die in the future? No, chazaka doesn't say about the future. So, shema meis lo chai shinon, but shema yomos chai shinon. We are afraid that maybe he will die. Chazaka doesn't speak about the future. Zokt, the Noida B'Yehuda, the same thing goes over here. Be'etzem, a woman has a chazaka d'meikara, a cheskas taira. She has a cheskas taira, chazaka d'meikara. So, when it comes to Zman HaVest, we're afraid that Shemotira, that maybe she will see. It came to Zman HaVest, this is the Zman that she's Alula Lirois. We're afraid that Shemotira, maybe she will see. The Chazaka de Meikara cannot say that she will not see. But once the Zman HaVest already passed, and now we're looking back, and we're saying, should I be choshesh that she saw? On that, the Chazaka de Meikara says, no, Shema Ro'asa Loi Chai Shinon. We're not afraid that she saw. But during this Zman HaVest, we're afraid that maybe Shema Tira, maybe she will see. Me'elitz Me'yushiv Kemin Chaymer Taisis Kasha. What's Taisis asking? How could Rabba Bar Bar Chona be Matir Miyad La'achar Shavar HaVest? What happened to Vizartem? No. Once the Zman HaVest already passed, we're not afraid that maybe she saw. And it's been duyuk like this very well in Rashi. Rashi says, Vestas Drabonon, Hitzrichua Chachamim Livdaik B'yayim Vesta Shema Tire. Rashi doesn't say Shema Roasa. The Chiyuv Bedika is not because maybe she saw. The Chiyuv Bedika is Shema Tire because maybe she will see. So she has to make a Bedika Shema Tire. The Cheshek Shloima over here on the Rashi has it said that maybe she needs a moich dachuk, the whole Zman HaVest, because if you're afraid for Shema Tira, so L'chayra shouldn't even help to make one bedika, because Shema Tira the next second. So he's talking mitzadik, maybe she taka needs a moich dachuk. We'll see more about this on Mitzvah Shem, on Daf Tezayin Amad Aleph. But Al Kolponim L'chayra, this is a gewaldige yishuv for Rashi and the Rambam, and it would stim very nicely because Rashi in Heinrius Tavchesim at Beis and Dibra Maschil Peroishman Anida and also the Rambam in Perak Dalid Mehilchus Yisurei Bia Halacha Yud Beis says Vasur Loi La'odom Sheyove Alishtai Samach Levesto Shemo Tire Dam Mishas Tashmish and Nemar Vizartem Espanei Somi Tumasam. The Rambam is mashma that it's a din dairaisa, even though the Rambam paskins Vestis Drabonon. But the din prisha, the Rambam sounds like it's a deraisa. What's the pshat? Zok the Noida B'Yehuda, because the only reason why Vestis Drabonon is because a woman has a chazaka de meikara cheskas taira. So the Mandarma Vestis Drabonon says that if the vest already passed, we're not chayshish for a ria. But to go do a tashmish b'shas, the vest, on that Shema Tira Chayshinon. Even the Mandamar Vestas Drabonon is moida that the Din Prisha Samach Levestas a Dairaisa. And with this, we could also answer the Pischei Nida is bothered. Why does Rashi in the Mandamar Vestas Dairaisa? Why does Rashi say Halacha Lemoishem Isinai? Why does Rashi have to come on to Halacha Lemoishem Isinai? Why doesn't Rashi bring a pasuk of Yizartem Espnei Somi Tumasam? The Madam of Estes Deiraisa has a pasuk. The answer is Rashi Lishitase holds that the Din V'Yizartem has nothing to do with Vestas Deiraisa or Drabonon. Even if you hold Vestas Drabonon, Avada the Chi of Prisha is a Deiraisa because Shema Tire. But V'Achar Shekvar Ovar Avest, Mecha Tesi that she should be Tomei. That's already a Shema Ruasa, and that you have a Chazaka de Meikara. So, Rashi, that's a Halacha Lemoishem Sinai, the Machzikin on law, but Tumas Safik. And we can take this one step further. Toysish Spars, Mikoyach is Kasha of Hizartem, that you can't learn that Rabba Bar Bachana holds that she's Muteres Miyad. Al Korchach, he means, like Rav Yechanan says on Amud Beis, that she's only Muteres after your mechash of the Yemei Vesta, that you have a Sufik Tvila, besides for the Sufik Rasa, so you have a Sveik Sveika. Oy Bazoi, Taisa says that Rav Huna, that Asard, V'lachar She'ovar HaVest, must mean that she's Asura, even if 7 days passed. Why? Zok Taisis, because if you hold Vestis deiraisa blibes of vaday roasa. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi says that Vestis deiraisa is halacha lemoishem isinai de machzakino lo betum asafik. Rashi says that it's only a suffik. Zok darach laner zer geshmak. That Rashi learns that Rav Yochanan anamid beis that says that bailo mechashiv yimei vesta, he holds Vestis deiraisa because the Vestas Deiraisa is only a suffix. And Mimela, if 7 days pass when you also have a suffix, Tvila, you have a Sveik Sveika. If you hold Vestas Drabonon, like Rashi and the Rambam said, then it's she's Muteras Miyad, like we're saying with the Neid of Yehuda, that Shemaroah Salai Chayshinon. So it's very geschmack. Rashi, Lishi Tosei, that holds, that Vestas Drabonon holds, in the Mandam Vestas Drabonon, she's Muteras Miyad. So what's pshat in Rav Yechanan on Amud Beis that says you have to wait the amount of time by the Mechashev Yimei Vesta? Al Korchach, he holds Vestas Deiraisa. Vestas Deiraisa, it's a Vadai. How does it help? Ain't Sofik Meis Medei Vadai? No, Zok Rashi, Alochel Meish Misina, Demachzakina Lobet Tumas Sofik. Toysus Lishitasam holds no, that Vestas Drabonon can't be that she's Muteres Miyad, because what happened to Vizartem? So Vestas Drabonon has to be only with the 7 days passing. So then Al-Korchuk, you have to say that Vestas Deiraisa is a Vadai. So it all works out, Lishi Tosam. Now the Chazon Ish in Simen Pei, Ois Yud, wants to say that this that Taisa says that it blives a Vadai Roas on the Mandama Vestas Deiraisa, that's only Midrabonon that we consider it Vadei Rasa. But Avada Midei Raisa, Toysis is masking to Rashi that it's only a Tumas Sofik. And he brings a raya to this from Toysis on Tezayin Amar Aleph, Dibra Maschel Almo Vestas Dei Raisa, that Toysis says over there that even if you hold Vestas Dei Raisa, it's Loicha Shvinola Kilu Vadei Rasa Mizman HaVest. We have to know what to do with the Chazon Ish's Raya. It's Hashem, when we get to Tezayin Amud Aleph, we'll deal with it. But there's a big problem with what the Chazon Ish is saying, because if it's only considered a Vadei Ro'asa on a Drabonon Dika level, then why wouldn't a Sofik Tfila be able to be Moitzi Midei Vadei? Toysis in one Teretz on Amud Beis and Dibra Maschel Behemto Yechela says that by an Isser Drabonon we say Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. So if we're only dealing with a Vadai Drabonon, according to the Chazon Ish, so then why wouldn't the Safik Tvila be Moitzi from it? So L'chayra, according to that Toysis, you have to say that it blives a Vadai Roasa on a Deiraisa Dika level. Not like Rashi that says that Vestas Deiraisa is the Halach L'Meishem Sinai Demach Sekina La B'Tumah Safik. Next inyan, the Gemara says on Tetzvav Amud Beis that Omer Rav Shmuel Mishmed Rav Yochanan Isha Sheyesh La Ves Baila Mechashiv Yemei Vesto Ubo Leho. Says Rashi, Im Shoho Baderach Shiva Yomim Achar Vesto Ta'achsha Vaymedes B'yomim Sheyecholo Lihi Toher Afilu Higia Vesto Aminon Tovlo Vein Sorach Le Shoyalo. The Yushalmi in Perek Beis Halacha Dalid brings this din, and it says that from here we can learn out that it's usur for an isha to remain in her tumah state. Rather, as soon as she's able to be tovel, she must be tovel. In the smag in Lavin Kuf Yud Aleph, he says that that's how his brother-in-law, the Rash ben Shimshin, was noyig, that he would tell his daughter to be tovel tefila b'zmana, even in the winter, even if her husband was not in the city. And the Meiri on Amud Aleph says, Shederch nekiyus hu le'isha litboil kishehi yecheilu lehitoyer af kishein baylo ba'ir. The Mordechai in Shavuos and Remez Tovshin Membeis explains the kavon of the Yushalmi, that Rav Yechanan holds that tefila b'zmana mitzvah. And so too the Torah in Yeridei Simekuv Tzadi Zayin says that from the Yushalmi it's muchach like the Deah of Rabbeinu Chananel, that la halacha we hold tefila b'zmana mitzvah. Not like Rabbeinu Tam over there, that the Torah brings that holds tefila b'zmana is lav mitzvah. So l'chayra, Rabbeinu Tam is nistar from the Yushalmi. Zok de Bach, that it's not a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam from the Yushalmi, because it could be that the reason why the woman has to be tovel is because maybe the Baal is soymech on her that she was tovel whenever she was able to be tovel. Maybe the Baal will come suddenly home and he's going to be mechashev yemei vest v'yovei yoleha. Maybe the husband will think that if she was able to be tovel, so probably she was tovel. So that's why she has to be tovel, because maybe the husband will think like that. Not because be'etzem tefila b'zmana mitzvah. Be'etzem tefila b'zmana is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah that she has to be tovel b'zmana. But because maybe the husband will think that she was tovel as soon as she was able, he'll come home pisayim and he'll live with her. And she might be yeshena and he'll live with her. So because of that chashash, that's why she should be tovel right away, but not because be'etzem tefila b'zmana is a mitzvah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.